WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. It was a very good New York primary for GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. He now gets scores of convention delegates. Not such a good night for Ted Cruz.
Perhaps Ted Cruz never figured his comments about New York values and the negative connotation he wants for them would be so well repeated by Donald Trump. The Empire State often has its primaries too late to matter. And so Cruz had long moved on to upcoming states, launching an effort at a rebound in Philadelphia.
Join me now on this journey of less talk and more action, real solutions.
But the New York loss, coming in third, too, has put a hurt on Cruz, mathematically, especially since John Kasich remains in the contest. Bob Costantini at Trump Tower, New York.
And if the New York vote went well for native son Donald Trump, it also went well for adopted daughter Hillary Clinton.
In a ballroom at the New York Sheraton, where many victories have been celebrated over the years, Hillary Clinton was greeted by a roaring crowd of supporters.
New Yorkers, you've always had my back. Always tried to have yours.
She said they started this campaign not far from here at a park and memorial dedicated to Franklin Roosevelt, and she pledged then to continue the tradition of progressive politics.
Today, you proved once again there's no place like home.
Steve Kastenbaum at Hillary Clinton's election night headquarters in New York.
Pepco says it wants to charge its Maryland customers more.
The average bill would go up by about $15, a 10% increase.
Money doesn't grow on trees. What do they do to become more efficient? And is that in the public interest or not?
Anya Schulman with the Community Power Network isn't surprised in the least, saying it's a direct result of Exelon's merger with Pepco just completed last month.
Exelon has a fundamentally different set of interests than Pepco did.
She says Exelon needs to make sure its nuclear power side stays in business.
While they're busy being our utility, they're more busy keeping wholesale power prices high.
Pepco declined our request for comment. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia lawmakers returned to Richmond today for a veto session.
Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe vetoed 32 bills approved by the Republican-controlled General Assembly, and today...
It's the one time in spring we all get to come back and argue about the stuff we did in the winter.
Virginia political strategist Joe Abbey with Purple Strategies says it's a slim chance that lawmakers will be able to overturn any vetoes. Democrats hold just enough seats in both chambers to prevent a veto override.
Those veto-proof minorities are just where they are, and they're going to, you know, the Democratic caucus is going to stand by the governor.
Nicole Ross on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C. license plates may soon get one new word.
Our license plates just say taxation without representation, and that's just more a statement of the status quo and what we have. I'd rather it be more action-oriented and say, let's end taxation without representation.
D.C. Councilmember Charles Allen has introduced a bill now that would make the new license plate slogan the law. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's plan to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour also includes a wage hike for workers who rely on tips to $7.50 an hour. A spokesman for the mayor says that provision strikes a balance between protecting workers and preserving the tipping system. And a female South Carolina lawmaker is proposing a 24-hour waiting period for men to get Viagra. And they would have to get a sworn statement from their partners detailing their problem. Democrat Mia McLeod says her bill is a tongue-in-cheek response to all of the rules South Carolina's male-dominated legislature place on abortion. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,054, the Nasdaq at 4940. Sports, 4 Nationals homers in one inning. A new team record as the Nats crush Miami. The Jays beat the Orioles, and it's Game 4 of the Caps-Flyers series tonight in Philly. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
The Big Screen Store's Big 20. It's our 20th anniversary celebration. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $9.99. Wow, $9.99. Furnishing that new home theater? Take a big 20% off our exclusive cinema seating and home theater furniture. All available in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. How about big sound? Take a big 20% off Samsung soundbars.
stores.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation, second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Big Screen Store's big 20th anniversary. Now that's a big 20. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Need your house cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, finally, the road work has been cleared. It was late clearing construction. 395 between Duke Street Seminary Road and the Landmark area. All lanes have been reopened, but it's caused us delays coming off of I-95. Now, a little bit better is the pace past Edsel Road and as you work up toward Duke Street. But boy, 95 overall now from Lorton, Newington, and up through to the Beltway. Slowing. Also, we have our normal delays, Dale City heading toward the Occoquan, so very little break between those two backups. 66 into Manassas and Centerville slowing. Getting in through town, two complications. First, on 50, inbound 50, right at the New York Kenilworth Avenue split, accident cleanup continues. It does not affect the southbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway because the crash is on 50. For all of you heading to 295 eventually, we now have an incident southbound 295 just after the exit for Benning Road. 270 south of 80 Urbana before you get to 109 for the accident activity. Most of that should be on the shoulder. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps, the free app that comes with voice-guided car navigation, live traffic, roadwork updates, public transit map schedules, and all the info you need to keep moving on your commute. Learn more at here.com/move. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should hang on to more clear sky, more sunshine is what that means, and temperatures coming down a bit, though. 73 degrees today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAN.
Right now, 52 in Alexandria, 39 in Rockville, 52 degrees in Washington. Winners and losers in the New York primary. Get the complete rundown at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 630.
Time is 6:07. You're listening to WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, and we are Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson, or Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor, and all of us are alongside Mike McKay. Coming up later this morning, 7:35, KT McFarland, tell us what to expect from the president's visit to Saudi Arabia. 7:45, D.C. Council Chair Phil Mendelson on whether pot's going to be smoked on the city streets of the district. And then at 8:35, Ed Henry, Fox News, who's following the Hillary Clinton campaign. He was there in the Empire State for all the goings-on last night. Once again, I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, so the District of Columbia decides that after 16 years of having that slogan on license plates, taxation without representation, that, well, maybe perhaps that hasn't worked because they haven't really moved the ball at all. Mm. It's time to rethink the strategy, perhaps.
Yes.
And so, the vaunted
took
minds.
Took them a while for that one,
yeah,
didn't it?
The vaunted minds in the D.C. Council have decided that, well, what we need to do is we need to make a change to the slogan. We need to renew our effort and rebrand it. And we need to change that little slogan everybody sees on their license plates. And here is a council member, Charles Allen, with exactly what they want to do.
Our license plates just say taxation without representation, and that's just more a statement of the status quo and what we have. I'd rather it be more action-oriented and say, let's end taxation without representation. Let's add a verb.
They're going to add a verb. End.
Well, that's one of the options.
That's one of the options, but that's one of the options, and that seems to be the one that's getting a lot more attention. There are other options out there and other things be considered. But, I would like to turn to the fertile minds of the WMAL listening audience. Because I am certain that they can come up with an innovative, creative slogan that we can put on the D.C. license plate that would sort of capture the spirit of the city.
You want to encapsulate in one phrase, one motto, one word for that matter, what D.C. means, what D.C. stands for.
Yeah.
The essence of the District of Columbia.
Yeah, I want you to get on the line. You put on your creative thinking caps, listeners, and tell me what you think the slogan should be on DC license plates? 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Oh, gosh. DC, we love traffic cameras.
Yeah.
I think that'd be one.
Not bad.
How about DC? The parking ticket capital of the world.
That's something very proud.
Yeah.
The parking, yeah, I like that.
D.C., we hate cars.
Well, that's kind of hard to put on a license plate, though, right?
Yeah, I know. That's the irony of it.
Yes, I like that.
I mean, I got a lot of them, but I mean, I know you have some great ideas. Get on the phone right now and share what you think the slogan should be.
888-630-WMAL. This part of the article by Aaron Davis in the Washington Post actually inspired me. Again, talking about the current motto, it says, after 16 years of having the provocative slogan adorn license plates in the nation's capital, a large group of D.C. lawmakers on Tuesday said it's proven to be ineffective. How about that?
No kidding.
Washington, D.C., proven ineffective. I like that. Or let's just take a spin on what they already have. How about, taxation without representation? How about taxation without competent representation?
There you go.
That works. Or if you really want to boil it down to the essence of Washington, D.C., how about just one word? Taxation.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that kind of says it all.
I think it really does.
Or one other thing. Didn't it used to be a capital city?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what it used to be before they threw taxation? They decided to get political and make the license plate on every car some sort of, a sign that you would see at a Bernie Sanders rally. I just hate that. How about something that we could take pride in our city? And I think this, go back to the old days. Have it be a capital city. Just don't take the metro. I think that'll work. All right.
Oh, look at the lines. They're going crazy. My gosh. People are ready to jump in here. Let's start out with Anita in Warrington. Anita, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Good morning, Larry. Brian, sorry. My suggested slogan is, like metro, we suck.
There it goes. Yeah, that was like a triple bank shot,
yeah.
Anita. Thank you very much.
I love that, Anita. Thank you so much. And thank you for playing here on Mornings on the Mall. How about Greg and Summer Duck? You're on with Brian and Larry.
I want to put Lorton Reformatory. That's all.
Lorton Reformatory.
Thank you, Greg.
All righty.
Let's see. Let's go to Steve in Woodbridge. Steve, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry. Do you have an idea for a slogan that should be put on DC license plates that sort of encapsulates what the city is or has become?
Good morning, gentlemen. Weed the people.
Weed the people. Like W-E-E-D. Well, it seems appropriate.
Not yet. Not as much as Colorado and Washington State, for that matter. But, we'll talk to Phil Mendelson about that at 7:45.
That's something to look up to, though.
All right. Yeah, exactly.
Weed the people.
How about we're getting some email responses. How about this one?
Oh, okay.
Washington, D.C., who's in your wallet? That's pretty good, too.
Yeah, I like that.
Or how about this one? American Hustle. That's pretty good. And it sort of harkens into the pop culture stuff from the movie that just came out.
I'm seeing a guy named Doug who's weighing in on Twitter. Representation without taxation.
Ooh, I could go for that.
I could go for some of that.
All right. How about Ron in Ashburn? Ron, you have we need a pithy motto
something
that sums up what goes on here in Washington.
What the district is best known for?
The B set me up. They need to recognize Barry.
The B word set me up. It is a timeless, timeless motto, and it transcends. It's historical, and yet still works because, today.
I'll
just let it sit there.
Yeah,
look at our leadership today.
Yeah, how about Jeff in Bowling Green, weighing all a hell of right. calling in from Bowling.
They love
Green.
Us in North Carolina.
Yeah, how about that? Hello, good morning, Jeff. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Yes, good morning. I believe that the slogan should represent the sign of the times and what D.C. has been about for some time. So I believe it should say corruption above all.
Corruption above all.
Or they could do, because in Virginia, the state motto was Latin, sic semper tyrannis, right, or whatever, however it goes. Yeah. How about
death to tyrant.
Corruption uber alles. See, that makes it a little classy.
Yeah, because if you throw the Latin in there, it classes up the whole
corruptus
thing.
Corruptus uber alles. I like that.
Oh, hey, look, here's Roger in D.C. Hey, Roger, what do you think the slogan should be?
Well, I think it should have a main title, Taxation Without Hesitation.
Very nice.
underneath should say, often wrong, but never in doubt.
That's right. That's the talk radio motto now.
Leave it to Roger in D.C. to write, a small novella on the license plate.
I love that. That's
good
brilliant
stuff, Roger.
Yeah, listen, more of your calls, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. What do you think should go on the District of Columbia license plate? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
It's 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Wittens in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Okay, I love that one. Taxation without hesitation. Let's head you through the district right now, and let's go through D.C. like no place on earth. Kind of like that one. We'll take you southbound on 295 right near Benning Road. That's the scene of the crash there. Watch for delays growing. The problem is getting there, coming off of 50. We've had big tie-ups beginning almost back at the Beltway for the crash right at the New York Kenilworth Avenue split. Police tell me they have that out of the travel lane. So the closer you get toward that crash, a little bit better the pace, albeit slow to get to 295. Now for 95, as you come across the Occoquan heading up through to the Beltway, right before you get to the Beltway, incident was in the right lane. Then we still have the delays heading up through to Landmark. The late clearing road work is gone, though. 66, still seeing some of that volume inside the Beltway through Falls Church and out of Manassas and toward Centerville. Maryland, top side of the Beltway, starts to slow in the normal delays. College Park to Silver Spring. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got a beautiful, beautiful day today. We'll have some clouds early this morning and then nothing but sunshine, high of 73 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low of 48. And then tomorrow, we'll have a few afternoon clouds, but mostly sunny all day tomorrow, too. Tomorrow's high, 78 degrees. Enjoy this beautiful city in this beautiful weather while you can. Right now, 55 degrees in the nation's capital at 617.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
All right, so the District of Columbia, after 16 long years, has decided that the license plates that say taxation without representation, well, it really hasn't moved the ball very far. Maybe they needed to rethink their marketing sloganeering strategy, and so they're going to change the slogan, and people are coming up with ideas, and we've turned to the fertile minds of our listeners now. What do you think that slogan should be? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. I'm reminded, and this might not be a bad one, of what JFK said about the District of Columbia, that the District of Columbia was a town of northern charm and southern efficiency. Yes. So maybe that's what we ought to put on there.
Northern charm, comma, southern efficiency.
Yeah, or dot, dot, dot. I'm a big believer in the dot,
the dot, dot,
dot.
The ellipse. Yeah, the ellipse. There's another one here via email. I like this. Government in action. Yeah. You see what happened there. Government in action.
Yeah, I like in action instead of in action.
Right.
It's in action.
All right.
I love Sally in Great Falls. You're up next with Brian and Larry. Your slogan for the District of Columbia, so we can put it right there on the license plate.
A work-free drug plate.
That's beautiful.
I love that.
D.C., a work-free drug place.
Yeah, right. That's pretty good. How about Jack in Manassas? Jack, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Yeah, I love one of the others, but how about the two certainties in life? Death and taxes.
That's a beautiful one.
Death and taxes.
That's a beautiful one. With the homicide rate going up, you know, you've got both covered.
Well, I mean, what is the district known for?
Right.
It's like one of the murder capitals of the world, right?
Sadly.
And it's known for taxation.
Taxation.
So you get, it best known? Death and taxes.
And it harkens back to one of our founders. It's a Benjamin Franklin phrase. Yeah. I love that. I think it's historic and accurate.
That has a great deal of merit.
I like Nick in the district. Nick, you're on WMAL.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so the consultant state.
Oh. It's great, other than the inaccuracy that it is, in fact, not a state. But I do like that, because you got the Great Lakes state. You got the Golden State. The Sunshine State, the Consultant State. That is what they're known for. You know, they're ubiquitous. They're just like, the state bird is consultants in this
That's
town.
Right. Yeah. How about Richard in Deal? Line one, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, how you doing? Hey. I wanted to do a spin off of Whose Line Is It Anyway? See, where the laws are made up and the votes don't matter.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Drew Carey approves, Richard.
Right.
Well done, sir.
That's very nice.
I like that one.
Yeah, you know, what about, you know, since somebody said maybe we should go ahead and sort of try to claim that it's a state even though it's not. How about state of confusion?
Ah, absolutely.
I like that one.
How about this one? We got another one from Twitter here from Bulldog6. It says, home rule, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. How about, let's see, Mike in Springfield. Good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Mike. What do you think? What should the slogan be right there on the license plate of district cars?
With tyranny and injustice for all.
Oh, my.
With tyranny and injustice for all.
Wow, that's very good. That's very good. I like that one. Mm-hmm. It borrows from the pledge. Frank in Dumfries, I like yours. You're in WMAL. Frank, what do you say?
Yeah, the Department of Corruption.
There you go, D.C.
Or the District of Corruption.
District of Corruption.
Yeah,
that works too.
I may amend your idea.
You can just have a switchboard and you can say, do you want DMV, police, White House, Capitol Hill? We can just send you wherever.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Frank. Marshall in Rockville, good morning. You're up with Brian and Larry. The slogan that you would put on D.C. license plates if you were in charge?
City going to pot.
The city going to pot.
But marijuana, a major theme in our slogans
isn't
up here. I think we might have to put a leaf on the plate as well as sort of the backdrop.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, some of the options here that are being floated, I know that you said end taxation without representation. By the way, my understanding is if they do that, they have to take the I and the O out of taxation because they're gonna run out of characters, apparently.
Oh, really?
Because it's already too long.
Can't you just do what everybody else does, go to a smaller font?
Well, then what's the point if you can't read it?
I guess.
But apparently they also have a bill up there that allows you could say, we demand statehood as one of them. Or another one that says, welcome to America's 51st state, which is sort of, you know, wishful thinking.
I mean, the larger point here is that they're right. 16 years, this slogan's been out there. And 16 years, not a thing has changed. And I would guarantee to say that in the next 16 years, this is probably not going to change. So why are we wasting the district's time and effort on this? I mean, aren't there other, as they say in the South, aren't there bigger fish to fry?
You've just stumbled on another option. Wasting time and effort.
That's right.
Again, encapsulating the district. All right, more of yours in a moment.
Yeah, it's now 6:22.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Zero Res, fantastic company. Their name, terrific, because it spells the same backwards or forwards, Zerorez. Gotta love a palindrome. But beyond that, they're also an incredible carpet cleaning company. Not just carpets. I mean, they clean my carpets because that's what I've got in my home. Carpets, oh my gosh, and they're fantastic. They look brand new when they're done with them. But they'll also clean your hardwoods, your laminate floors. I saw a before and after picture of a hardwood floor that they did. Unbelievable. I mean, seriously, the floors look like they were Civil War era, and after Zero Res was done with it, looked like they had just had their flooring done. They are truly the best, these guys. They'll clean all of it. They clean your upholstery. They clean your tile, their grout, your countertops, all of it. And when your friends come over and they see your brand new look because of the job Zero Res did, they're going to think that you remodeled. That's how well Zero Res cleans. And by the way, if anyone in your home suffers from springtime allergies or asthma, which a lot of us are dealing with right now, Zero Res is going to have them breathing easier. Zero Res just doesn't clean. They sanitize, too. And they get all the way down past your pad in your carpet to get everything out of there, finally. Listen to this great deal right now. It's the biggest sale of the year. 20% off any Zero Res cleaning. 20% off. Minimums apply. Call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DOME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
Jim, how are you? Come on in.
Bill, this is such a great house.
Thanks. Yeah, 3 beds, 2 baths, and wait till you see the pool.
But how'd you get the down payment?
We didn't have to. We called NASA Federal Credit Union at 1-888-991-NASA and got a zero down fixed rate mortgage with no private mortgage insurance.
You must be saving hundreds a year with no PMI.
More like thousands. And with zero down, we were able to add the pool. I'm telling you, if you're looking to buy a home, you've got to get NASA Federal's zero down fixed rate mortgage with no PMI. It even works for jumbo loans. Just call 1-888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Wow, with zero down and no PMI, we could buy that house Jen liked and furnish it too. But I don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work at NASA to get a mortgage with NASA Federal. Just call 1-888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Thanks for the tip. Now can I see the pool?
Equal housing lender, NMLS 486583. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 888-991-NASA.
NFL great Cato June. Trust Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors.
This is Cato June. Give Jim Warren a call. He did right by me, and he will do right by you.
Trust the team Cato Trust. Call Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors, 301-924-2160.
625, now WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, 270 southbound, trying to get past Route 80 or ban on 109. Might be thinking, oh boy, this is a little heavier than normal. That's because we have a crash along the way over to the shoulder. But when the tow trucks come, they have to intermittently block a lane. And because of the early delays, I'm seeing extra volume heading south on 355, working as a bailout, heading toward the Hyattstown area. Let's get you around the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring. Had the incident on the exit ramp to Connecticut Avenue. That was quickly cleared. Trying to get through Chevrolet Riverdale this morning, slow, but the crash in on 50 before you get to New York Kenilworth Avenue split cleared. And then DC 295 south at Benning for the crash. On to 95. It looks like the tow truck in Virginia is at the scene of the incident, northbound 95, all to the shoulder. That is right as you come up to the Beltway. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis, and in minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software and clean up that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should hang out in the more clear sky, more sunshine is what that means, and temperatures coming down a bit, though. 73 degrees today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 degrees in the nation's capital, 627.
All right, so the District of Columbia.
It's just more a statement of the status quo and what we have. I'd rather be more action-oriented and say, let's end taxation without representation. Let's add a verb.
I apologize for stepping on Councilman Alla there, who is proposing the idea that we change the slogan on license plates. He says, look, we've been 16 years with this one that says taxation without representation. Maybe we should change it. And his idea is end taxation without representation. Boy, that'll be game changer, don't
yeah,
you think?
Right, yeah, because this is how things are. This is how the Constitution
this
has changed.
This is how the Constitution has changed.
By a that's slogan right. on that's a license plate.
Yeah, so, you know, that we want to know what you would do if you had the opportunity to suggest a slogan. What would you put on the D.C. license plate? Aaron in Fairfax, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Morning. I'd like to put the District of Snafu.
Of course, we can't really say what snafu means, but if you're in the military, you've heard the term, no doubt. Joe in Poolsville, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry. Your idea?
Taxation for all seasons.
I like that.
Yeah, it's
taxation for all seasons, like a man for all seasons.
Yeah. Brad in Charleston, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. How about end gridlock? And you can take that any way you want.
Yeah, exactly. I think you have a better chance of ending gridlock on the Beltway than in Congress.
Yeah, listen, wonderful, wonderful ideas. We'll come back to this because we think this is great fun. It's now 8:29 on WMAL.
Is Republican Ami Hober the best person to help us in Congress? Just ask the Pentagon. When they have a problem, Ami Hober is one person they turn to reduce chemical weapons and clean up anthrax overseas or protect our troops here at home. That means Ami Hober's a good choice for our tough problems. To fight terrorism and fix border security, to reduce the deficit and bring jobs here. Ami Hober is a successful small business owner who manages big budgets and solves complex problems. Here is AMI's agenda for growing jobs. Help Maryland businesses get more federal contracts. Promote new ways to extract natural gas that makes sense for the district. Get more workers into high-tech jobs, especially those who have been laid off from Volvo. AMI Hober is ready to help with our toughest problems. In the April 26th Republican primary, AMI Hober for Congress. Maryland USA paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. MarylandUSAPAC.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll give you a full breakdown on the results of yesterday's New York primary and also some suggestions that maybe there was some hanky-panky or irregularities in the voting process that may have significantly hurt Bernie Sanders. We'll tell you all about it after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Long Fence. Donald Trump savored his New York primary win for a little while.
It was billed as a news conference, but simply was a statement with Trump taking no questions from journalists. Victorious, Donald Trump was not about to have his win diminished in any way. And he admitted the expected victory can only do so much.
We're going to celebrate for about 2 hours. Then early in the morning, I get up and we begin working again. Thank you, everybody.
Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware vote in a week with winner-take-most-delegate contests. Plus, Connecticut and Rhode Island also hold GOP primaries. Bob Costantini at Trump Tower, New York.
Hillary Clinton's victory in New York virtually closes the door on Bernie Sanders.
The Democratic primary race in New York took a bit longer to call because some early exit polls showed a tight race. But as the results came in, it was clear that Hillary Clinton was going to coast to victory.
The race for the Democratic nomination is in the home stretch, and victory is in sight.
Even though Clinton picked up another big win in a big state, Bernie Sanders made it clear to his supporters that he isn't going anywhere. I'm Ryan Nobles.
Maryland's largest teachers union doesn't think Donald Trump should be allowed to hold a rally tonight in a public high school gym on the Eastern Shore. The Maryland State Education Association says in a statement that, quote, Donald Trump and his divisive, fear-mongering rhetoric have no place in the halls of Maryland's public schools. Pepco has filed a request for a rate increase in Maryland. Anya Schulman with the Community Power Network says she's not surprised.
I expect that the request for a rate increase in D.C. will follow soon after.
Pepco says the Maryland rate increase request has nothing to do with the recent merger with Exelon. It's about the need for more money for infrastructure improvement, the utility says. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,054, the NASDAQ at 4940. Sports, the Nats homer their way to a win over the Marlins. The O's lose to Toronto, and the Caps have the chance to finish off the Flyers tonight in Game 4 in Philadelphia. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Long Fence is sporting spring savings with an exceptional 25% off savings. Play with a team that's been serving the local community for over 70 years, and your landscape will win over the neighborhood with our superior quality fence, deck, and hardscaping products. Our experienced designers will rally to develop a solution that will meet and exceed your expectations. For your free estimate and 25% off savings, go to longfence.com. That's longfence.com.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. I know you're worried. The markets are dizzying. The election is nerve-wracking. Everything from terrorism to Zika makes life, well, downright scary. But you know what? You're still going to retire one day. Uh-oh, did I just scare you a little more? I don't mean to. And in fact, we might even be able to fix it for you. With some proper financial planning, you actually get to feel better, gain some control over your life, focused on where you're headed with a solid plan for getting you there. Call me at Edelman Financial Services and let my colleagues and me help you fulfill your aspirations. Let you retire in comfort and financial security, care for aging parents, help out the kids and grandkids. We'll help you create a plan to achieve all your financial goals. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc., an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
You know, spring is here, the perfect time to freshen up your dating life. You could start with a little spring cleaning and get rid of that online dating app that has you endlessly swiping and swiping. And if you ever do get a date, you really have no idea what you're walking into. Am I right? Brian Wilson here to tell you about a better way. It's Just Lunch is a tried and true blueprint for dating success that's been getting great results for 24 years. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was named Kim. She was awesome. She'll get to know you and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, book the reservations. All you do is show up and be your charming self. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Start dating tomorrow.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395 commuters. You'll need to tack on a little extra time this morning, all because of the overnight road work that was scheduled to clear at 5. It cleared at 6. So we have delays as you come off of 95 and up through to Landmark. Now, with that paving project done for the morning, you can get by. Beyond, you'll find the next set of delays just after the Pentagon to and across the 14th Street Bridge out of Dale City through to Lorton and Newington slow. Along the way, two separate problems, both on the shoulder. To the Wilson Bridge, your backup's beginning now before you hit St. Barnabas Road, Route 4, Woodyard to Dowerhouse Road, below speed. 210 northbound, of course, we have that volume pushing up toward the Beltway. Now near Palmer Road, may have a stalled car. That was reported. Crews on their way to check you out. 270, our focal point of delay still to the accident activity on the shoulder, southbound between Route 80 and 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got a push of slightly cooler air, certainly not as mild as yesterday, with a little cloud around this morning. That'll quickly break. We're into clear sky as we go through mid-late morning and this afternoon, 73. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, a few clouds and sunshine with a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Herndon, 41 in Beltsville, 52 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 735 this morning, National Security Analyst KT McFarland. At 745, D.C. Council Chair Phil Mendelson, and he's going to talk about the fact that the district has decided that marijuana should not be smoked in public. And at 835, Ed Henry with your Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
It's humbling that you trust me with the awesome responsibilities that await our next president.
Humbling.
Yeah.
You know, I think of Hillary Clinton, I think humble. That's what I think. Hillary Clinton yesterday in her raspy Lauren Bacall best. Giving an acceptance speech of a big win, and there's no doubt about it, it is a big win for the New York primary, I suppose. I mean, listen, the bottom line is yesterday that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both won in their home states. I mean, really, shouldn't the headlines be New Yorkers win New York primary? You know, news at 11. I mean, they did well. And, you know, Hillary Clinton won much bigger than I expected. I actually thought Bernie Sanders was gaining momentum. I thought that he had a chance. She ended up winning. The percentage of votes turned out to be 57.9% to 42.1%. Delegate wise, actually, much closer.
Yeah, it really is.
It's 135 to 104, according to the stats I'm looking at.
But she beat him by 16 points.
Right.
That's pretty good.
That's a big win in her home state with the Clinton machine rolling for her. However, there's some suggestion that maybe there were some shenanigans, some election day shenanigans.
What?
That hurt Bernie Sanders.
No.
I'll get to that in a moment, but let's talk about the Trump win real fast.
Okay.
It was huge, truly.
Wow, really?
Huge.
Yeah.
Trump got 60 0.5% of the vote.
Wow.
John Kasich, second place, 25.1%. Cruz ended up with less than 15%, 14.5% of the votes. Trump won statewide. It was a very big win.
35 points. He defeats his nearest opponent, who, by surprisingly for me, was Kasich. I thought it would be Cruz.
Well, the polls were definitely showing Kasich going up. You know, you and I both, you know, I have a healthy distrust of polls, but in this case, they were right.
Yep.
Delegate-wise, Trump got 89 of the delegates. Kasich got 3. Hold on a minute. Trump won with 60% of the vote, but he got like 95% of the delegates. That's a rigged system if I ever saw one.
No, that's the way that's the rules.
The rules
worked in his favor this time.
I don't care about
he likes
the rules.
These rules.
Anyway, that's a huge thing for Donald Trump as well. Oh, and yeah. one thing that's kind of fun. CNN, they did this thing where they turned the Empire State Building a color based on whoever won the election, right?
Yeah.
So, and they were going to do this no matter who won, they were going to like have a different color up there to signify the winner. So in other words, like if Bernie Sanders won, they were going to go with this light blue color, okay, for the Empire State
Light
Building.
Blue, okay.
And if Hillary Clinton won, it was going to be dark blue.
Okay.
And then if Donald Trump won, it was going to go red,
mm-hmm.
like this deep red. If Ted Cruz won, it was going to be like a coral pink. I'm not sure why they were going to do that.
That's not right.
Yeah, that's not right. And if Kasich won, it was going to go purple, which actually is kind of appropriate.
Yeah.
So when they turned the Empire State Building deep, dark blood red for Donald Trump for his win, Twitter went crazy. They said, you know, things like, look, I'm not saying Donald Trump is the Dark Lord of Mordor, but maybe the Empire State Building is saying that. Or Patton Oswalt, the actor, said, we're turning the Empire State Building a dark crimson red to signify Trump's victory. Blood red. Satanic. A warning, if you will.
Oh, my God.
We're going nuts. Empire State Building looks like the headquarters of a supervillain right now. There's no truth in the fact that Sauron is coming back to New York City as a harbinger or omen of evil things to come because it turned red, but it was kind of funny. You know, they should have turned it orange for Donald Trump.
See, oh, that match his hair. That would have been brilliant.
All right, let's go back to this. Yeah. The Democrats now, like 100,000 voters in Brooklyn did not show up on the voter rolls when people showed up to vote. Yes. Even Mayor de Blasio has come out and said, this is a problem. We're going to get to the bottom of it. Brooklyn was a breeding ground for Bernie supporters. There were reports all week long about how, you know, Hillary had her headquarters in Brooklyn, but Brooklyn was all about Bernie.
In the greater New York City area, the one area that was sort of for grabs was Brooklyn.
Right. Manhattan was going to go for Hill.
And in the midst of all that, 100,000 people were taken off the roll.
Yeah, imagine that.
We're following a controversy, though, involving more than 100,000 Democrats who were purged from voter lists. The New York Mayor Bill de Blasio calling for an investigation.
Bernie Sanders spoke out about it.
I'm not alone about my concerns. The comptroller of the city of New York talked today about voter irregularities and about chaos at the polling places, as did the mayor of the city of New York, Mayor de Blasio.
Now, Sanders also expressed concern over the fact that people who are registered as independents couldn't vote in the Democratic primary. Well, I'm sorry, Bernie, those were the rules. This is a closed primary. If you wanted to vote in the primary, you had to be a Democrat or a Republican via registration. That's why Trump's kids couldn't vote, right? So, I mean, that there's no validity to that, but there is something wrong here, and here's a CNN report on what the Board of Elections in New York said about it.
For what the Board of Elections is saying, this is a maintenance purge. It did it over a six-month period, and that's how it gathered the 126,000 voters that you're talking about, a majority of them, 70,000 Democratic voters. They basically were part of that purge because they didn't vote in past two federal elections, and then they didn't return the cancellation notice that was sent to them. 44,000 of those voters, well, their mail bounced back to the Board of Elections, and that's how they landed up on that purge list. What's happening today is people are coming here to polling places like the one you're seeing behind me, and they're trying to vote, and they're not on the list, and they're instead being handed an affidavit ballot. You can imagine how furious this is making some Democratic voters, especially here in Brooklyn.
See, there it's just a standard voter purge. Yeah. Yeah. Nothing to see here. Everything's fine, everybody.
Yeah, just, you know, go look elsewhere.
It's 6:43. Coming up, we're going to have Ed Henry at 8:35. He was there at Clinton headquarters. Mm. We'll get his take on yesterday's primaries. It's 6:43.
Providing the care you need, when you need it, is Inova's primary concern.
You can count on our 20-plus primary care locations throughout Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at Inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Hi, it's Jamie Whitten. I want to help you navigate your way to a beautiful smile and great dental health. Just drive to Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It's easy. You know, I've been hearing Larry O'Connor rave about Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. So I decided to check them out myself, and I loved it. After visiting the office, I can confidently say that Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is in a class all by themselves. You know, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, it's a place where people who have had any dental fears can safely visit and feel comfortable. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, maybe a nagging tooth pain, you're interested in sedation dentistry, or you might just be looking for a great dentist, I have the solution. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
The biggest expense homeowners face today is exterior maintenance, and you have to do it over and over. How would you like to never paint or re-side your home again? Well, now you can with Rhino Shield. Hi, Rick Mariano. It's a unique three-coat system that looks like rich, premium-quality paint, 12 to 15 times thicker, and is guaranteed for 25 years against chipping, cracking, and peeling. A three-coat system that waterproofs wood, stucco, brick, vinyl, and steel siding. Rhino Shield protects your home and even your business against moisture, damaging rays of the sun, and you'll even save on energy. And Rhino Shield comes in literally thousands of designer colors. If you like the look of beautiful, thick, rich paint, a 25-year warranty, and price is important to you, call now to take advantage of our spring special and save up to 20% off or 1 year same as cash financing. Call Rhino Shield now, 844-RHINO-80. That's 844-RHINO-80. Or visit us at CoatRhinoShield.com. That's CoatRhinoShield.com.
No 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia crash reported Loudoun County. Loudoun County Parkway at Evergreen Mills Road. Crews are now responding. Just reported that coming in. DC 295 southbound near Benning Road. That's where we have the incident. And that's now the focal point of the delays. Everyone coming off of 50 and the BW Parkway. If you're heading on to New York Avenue, just starting to see some of those signal light delays heading up toward Bladensburg Road, past Florida Avenue, and in toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge slow. It's getting there. That's been a bit of an obstacle this morning. The delays overall, Dale City heading up through to the Beltway and on to 395 and through Landmark. It was late clearing construction. They wrapped everything up at 6 o'clock, but it really put a tough crunch on the early start here. 66 through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, heavy, clearing out through Falls Church. On 270 southbound between Route 80 and 109, that's the scene of the crash, mostly on the shoulder, but from time to time they had to re-block that left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got a push of slightly cooler air, certainly not as mild as yesterday, with a little cloud around this morning. That'll quickly break. We're into clear sky as we go through mid-late morning and this afternoon, 73. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, a few clouds with sunshine with a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 56 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 647.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
So Susan Sarandon, Brian Wilson, is a huge supporter of Bernie Sanders.
Oh, really?
She has been from the onset.
That, yeah.
And
that doesn't surprise me.
She has noticed, and she keeps speaking out about this, and I love it. She's noticed how she gets attacked, hammered, you know, vitriolically abused by Clinton supporters.
Well, hold on a minute. But I thought Democrats were supposed to be very understanding, open, and caring, and allow for, you know, a variety of opinions. I mean, isn't that the description of what a liberal is? Someone who is, allows for liberal thought and different ideas to...
Allow me to just respond with this. Ha! Here's Susan Sarandon on The View yesterday.
I like that you support Bernie.
Thank you.
And I think that's very interesting.
And you not feeling pressure to support Hillary, I feel like some women might feel pressure.
There certainly was pressure.
There was?
There's been so many statements and so much shame. And don't get me wrong, the idea of a woman president, I know will happen, and I hope someday it can be the daughter of someone who's not rich, who's not married to someone who was a president, that can happen in this country. And it's not going to happen as long as we have Citizen United. And the only person that's not connected to the machine, and that's why I'm so excited, because there's never been a candidate, nor will there ever be a candidate in my lifetime, who hasn't taken money from Wall Street, from super PACs, from Monsanto, from fracking. And I want someone with that moral commitment to people. And
there you go. So she's, you know, she's standing on her thing. But I did find it interesting that there was a lot of shaming involved. Because, you know, as a woman, especially a woman in Hollywood, you're supposed to support Hillary. Meanwhile, speaking of women in Hollywood, Johnny Depp has, I'm kidding, he's not a woman, nor is he in Hollywood. Remember that story where he had a problem bringing his dogs into Australia? It was this weird story where he was bringing his little Yorkshire Terriers and he got stopped at the airport and said, you can't bring these dogs in. And he created a big stink about it. Well, he is now apologized to the nation of Australia in a videotape response. But there's something weird about it. Listen to this.
Okay.
Australia is a wonderful island with a treasure trove of unique plants, animals, and people.
By the way, this is Amber Heard, his significant other, also being part of this.
It has to be protected.
Australia is free of many pests and diseases that are commonplace around the world. That is why Australia has to have such strong biosecurity laws.
And Australians are just as unique, both warm and direct. When you disrespect Australian law, they will tell you firmly.
I am truly sorry that Pistol and Boo were not declared.
What?
Protecting Australia is important.
Hold on.
Declare everything when you enter Australia.
Is he affecting an Australian accent?
I'll
agree with that.
Well, it's
good on you.
It's a little bit of Jack Sparrow going on there, but
Australians are just as unique, both warm and direct.
That's a very Australian attempt at an Australian accent.
Throw some shrimp on the bobby there when you're declaring everything.
Declare everything when you enter Australia.
Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce said that Depp looked like he was auditioning for The Godfather in this thing. It's a really a bizarre thing, and he's getting a lot of ridicule all over social media. It's six. It's what the heck time is it, Brian?
6:51.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic2016.com. That's diabetic2016.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic2016.com. That's diabetic2016.com now.
Larry O'Connor here. If you're in the market to sell your home, I want to tell you about my good friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams and how they helped others just like you. Justin and Heather over in Woodbridge needed to sell their home quickly and efficiently as they were expecting a baby and also planning to relocate. They interviewed three other agents and decided to call the Reynolds team. They were thrilled they did because Debbie and Sarah sold it fast at above asking price. They also sold Paul and Pauline's home in Sterling after only 4 days on the market. Debbie and Sarah can sell your home too. Don't throw away thousands of dollars and waste time having your home sit on the market. Debbie and Sarah sell homes three times faster and get their sellers $30,000 more than the average agent. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy your home for a price you agree on. Guaranteed. Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. 6:53, time to check in at the CNBC Business Desk for our business report. Here's Susan Lee. Hey, Susan.
No, you didn't get my updated memo, did you?
It's Doug Kamlick there.
It's Chuck, yeah, baby.
It's Chuck Kamlick.
You know.
Oh, what a morning we're having, Chuck.
It's 420, the unofficial marijuana day, I understand.
You know me so well.
Oh, Lord.
But, you know, stocks won't be getting higher. Futures point to a lower open today. Intel cutting 12,000 jobs. Revenue and profits keep falling because computer sales have fallen to a 10-year low. That means Intel selling fewer and fewer chips. Yahoo revenues fell again, and the company lost $99 million. CEO Marissa Meyer told investors that selling Yahoo is still her top priority. Printer maker Lexmark has sold itself to a group of investors led by a Chinese company for more than $3.5 billion. Can't make money on printers anymore. New research shows that for the first time ever, Americans are drinking more bottled water than soda. That effect will show up today when Coca-Cola is expected to report that its profits fell because of weak soda sales. And McDonald's testing two new versions of its Big Mac in Ohio and Texas. The Grand Mac will feature a third of a pound of meat, while the Mac Jr., or Mini Mac, will have just one beef patty. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I saw a t-shirt the other day that made me chuckle. His shirt said he's not lazy, he's in energy-saving mode.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the irony. A home comfort system worth its nuts and bolts is definitely not slacking off when it's in energy-saving mode. Just the opposite, in fact. Maybe you've got high energy bills telling you that your system might not be pulling its weight. Right now at Snell, we're offering what might possibly be the last home comfort system you'll ever have to buy. For starters, you can save $1,700 on a Lennox system. And then let me sweeten the deal even more. 0% financing and no money down. So let's recap. A complete home comfort system, heating and cooling, the Lennox name installed by my stand-up guys, and worry-free comfort season after season after season. Now there's a mode that's really saving energy.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95 northbound coming up to the Beltway in Virginia. The crash on the shoulder. Still in the solid delays through Landmark and again Pentagon over the 14th Street Bridge. Heading over the 11th Street Bridge coming off of 295. Lanes are open now. Hope it stays that way. Heading south though on 295. Still dealing with the crash southbound near Benning Road with delays off of both 50 and the Baltimore Washington Parkway. No problems to currently report on the Baltimore Washington Parkway through the Laurel area, but slows each direction. 270 south of Route 80 Urbana. That crash had been moved over to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Once again, a good chase. Been a dry week and getting abnormally dry out there. Lots of sunshine around. Do have a little overcast that should be around for the first part of the day, but I think that quickly burns off. We get into the sun and we stay in the sun as we get through the afternoon. 73. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, up to 78. A few clouds around with a mostly sunny sky. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we are looking at 56 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 6:56 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health, Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Trump and Hillary supporters were in a New York state of mind yesterday. The Donald simply dominated his home state of New York, which, of course, is the place where he built his business empire. It's also the state that is tailor-made for his message. Fewer evangelicals, fewer conservatives, and a population that has no trouble with brash talk and bold promises. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton won a tighter race, but the impact is big. A huge state with lots of delegates that Bernie Sanders appeared to be surging in. Clinton and Trump both needed these wins after slumping for the past 2 weeks. Now the race turns to Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. We'll see if the race shifts back to the front runners after this big win, or if insurgents pick up where they left off before yesterday. No doubt a big win for Donald Trump and a decisive win for Hillary Clinton. But hold on to your horses. This race isn't over just yet. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
If you are considering buying an annuity, I have some urgent news for you. Don't even think about buying an annuity until you review our free annuity comparison report. This free report compares over 1,400 annuities from America's largest annuity database. Do you need retirement income? The report shows over 100 income annuities and highlights the safest companies that provide the most guaranteed retirement income. Looking for the highest guaranteed returns? The report reveals the annuities that have the highest rates and lowest fees. You'll also discover which annuities offer the highest potential returns with no market risk. Grab a pen right now to receive your free annuity comparison report. To receive your free no-obligation annuity comparison report, simply call 1-800-920-5760. Call 1-800-920-5760. Because research can save you thousands. 800-920-5760. 800-920-5760. Brought to you by Brooks & Company.
Coming up on WMAO, you'll hear from KT McFarland and D.C. Councilmember Phil Mendelson on a decision that marijuana can only be smoked at home.
Also, the sheriff of Frederick County reports there's a huge rise in gang-related crime associated with illegal immigrants from Latin America.